Hello, this is Pastor Brandon Fender, and I'd like to welcome you to another transforming message from right here at Living Way Church. I believe that your life will be impacted by the words you hear today. For more faith-based content, check us out on all social media outlets. Now let's go live into the message. Chapter 1, verse 9 through 11, also Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. I'm preaching from Deuteronomy mainly, a chapter I think I've never preached, read it before, never preached from it before, but God lifted one phrase out of this chapter while I was studying a few weeks ago, and I was studying just to study, not to preach. And when I saw that word, I said, okay, when I saw that one phrase, I said, all right, God, that's where we're going on the last Wednesday of 2021. Can I just tell you, and this is a testimony, this is not a declaration of faith, this is a testimony of what God has done. I believe the last 2 years of my life has shaped me and made me a stronger believer. And God's blessed me a lot in these last 2 years, but I want to thank God publicly for the maturing and the growth that I feel as a child of God these last 2 years. And what the devil meant for evil, he didn't know that God was going to move in those times. And I think that's a lot of our testimony. Can anyone else share that testimony tonight, that these last 2 years have got you more focused, have got you more planted? Amen. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9 through 11. I have commanded you, be strong and courageous. Don't tremble or be terrified, because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Then Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp, tell the people, get your supplies ready in 3 days. Somebody say in 3 days. You will cross the Jordan River to take possession of the land the Lord God is going to give you. Before we get to Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6, we are 3 days from the greatest year of your life. You've got 3 days. Turn to your neighbor real quick and tell him you got 3 days to get it together. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6. Verse 6 is where God just wrecked me in my office. The Lord God said to us at Horeb, you have stayed long enough at this mountain. You have stayed long enough where you're at. You have existed long enough where you're at. You have lived at that level long enough. There is more. He said, break camp and advance in Jesus' name. Throw your hands up to heaven. God, right now, bless your word. Bless me, God, as you use me as a vessel tonight. And God, I pray, Lord, that we would be encouraged, inspired, motivated by your word, by our faith, by your Holy Spirit, to cause us to not settle for where we are, but to advance and to break ties with wherever we are tonight and move forward first spiritually. And as we move forward spiritually, God, you're going to bring every physical thing that we need along for the journey. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody say amen. Turn to your neighbor and tell them a lot can happen in 3 days. You may be seated. A lot can happen in 3 days. A lot can happen. Jonah spent 3 days in the belly of a whale. When Jonah was swallowed by the whale, he was running from God. He was an act of disobedience. His posture was terrible. His mind was not in the right place. But how many of you know 3 days, a lot can change? 3 days in the right place can change a lot of things, but 3 days in the wrong place. You know, one of my favorite shows right now, and I've been binging it on YouTube, is Scared Straight, where they take these little kids who think they're thugs and hardcore, and they drop them in jails for a few hours. And those that have been cussing out their mamas and their dads and uncles and aunties, and those that have been robbing the corner store, it's amazing how just 3 minutes in those jails, they're crying. And not just sniffling. I'm talking about their lips shaking, snots coming out their nose. A lot can happen in a little bit of time. Jonah spent 3 days in the belly of a whale. In those 3 days, Jonah's attitude changed. His disposition changed. I love this. Write this one down. His focus changed. His prayer life changed. He was running from God, and when you read the story of Jonah, he was saying a lot of outlandish things to God. Kill me now. I don't want to do it. I'm not going. It's amazing when you transfer positions and you go from
dry land to the belly of a whale, how your prayer life will change. It's amazing how cancer will make you an intercessor. It's amazing how the threat of foreclosure or bankruptcy can change your prayer life. But it does. But can I encourage you, church, let's not wait for something crazy to happen to change our focus and our attention and our prayer life and the way we talk to God. Let's just make it a point. Hey, God, in the next 3 days, I'm going to talk to you a lot. For the next 365 days, I'm going to talk to you a lot. Why? Because I want my destination to change. My destiny, I want it to change. And so, Lord, my prayer life has to change. Finally, when his prayer life changed, it's funny, his direction changed. His destination, his destiny changed. A lot can happen in 3 days. Jesus' body was in the tomb for 3 days. In those 3 days, church, death lost its sting. In those 3 days, the grave lost its victory. In those 3 days, Satan lost his keys. And I'm not talking about he couldn't find him. I'm talking about Jesus went to hell and whipped him and took the keys. He knew exactly where they were. They were in Christ's hand and no longer in his. A lot can happen and change in 3 days. In 3 days, resurrection was unleashed. Eternal life was unleashed. Abundant life was unleashed. Healing and deliverance were unleashed. One of those stories is from the Old Testament. One is from the New Testament. A lot can happen in 3 days. I've said that to just get our minds thinking. What will your story be in 3 days? 3 days from right now, we will be winding up the first full day of 2022. And can I tell you, nothing is magical about the ball dropping in New York. Nothing is magical when the calendar flips a page. If you don't go in with a new focus on Jesus and a new word for your faith to be activated, 2022 will be a duplication, a replication, or a worse version of something that has already happened. Because you know the copy is always a little more faded than the original. You can watch a movie a second and third. Some of you, I saw you on social media watching Spider-Man for the second time. You can go to Spider-Man twice, but you can't come to church in 1 week twice. You can spend $30 up at the movie theater twice, but you can't give and tithe. But I don't care how much you love the movie, it's never as good the second time as it is the first time. Because you know every plot twist. You know how it's all going to happen. I am so excited about 2022 because I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is that it's going to be good. All I know is it's going to be great. All I know is Jesus is already standing in the middle of it saying, hey, come on, there's souls to be saved. Come on, kingdom's advancing. We're going to build great things. So what will your story in 3 days be? Will it be same old, same old? Will it be greater? Will it be not as good? Will your New Year's resolutions, your faith promises, will they be derailed? 90% of New Year's resolutions are broken by January 10th. Why? Because on January 9th, people found out that it's just it might be a new month, but it's the same calendar. Same new chapter, same book. New book, same volume, same series. Deuteronomy chapter 1, let's start in verse 1. These are the words Moses spoke to Israel in the wilderness east of the Jordan. Just to set you up, in Deuteronomy, there's a lot of great context that I would love to share with you, but time does not permit. But a lot of what is happening in Deuteronomy chapter 1, we see a lot of that in the similarities between Joshua chapter 1, which is why I read Joshua chapter 1 in accordance with it, but we also see some of the same similarities in Numbers 13. This is where the nation of Israel is out of Egypt. They've been delivered from, but they have not been delivered into. They're stuck in the middle. And stuck in the middle is not a good place. Because when you're stuck in the middle, you start talking crazy and living crazy. I don't know about you. I just know from the Word of God, the Bible says in the middle of the wilderness, they start saying, I wish we could go back to slavery. That's crazy talk. I wish we could go back where they would be. beat us and rape our children. I wish we could go back to that place. That's crazy talk. You cannot live in the middle too long. The wilderness was supposed to be an 8-day journey, not a 40-year life. A lot of people we know don't make 40. They're out there living their life in the wilderness. And so they're on the eastern side of the Jordan, which means they can see the promised land, but they're not living in the promised land. Can I just declare it right now? A lot of you can see where God is taking you. A lot of us can see the promise that God has in our future, in our 2022, but we haven't stepped into it yet. Don't let the devil drag you backwards. Don't let the devil make you stay where you're at one moment longer than God destined you to be. I want to encourage you, don't get frustrated because you can see it, but you're not holding it yet. You should get frustrated when you can't see it anymore. That's why I got to stay prayed up. Come on, church. That's why I got to stay the word of God. That's why I park myself there at 9 o'clock and listen to Bishop. That's why I get in the word of God and have Devo with God. That is why I listen to podcasts. Why? Because every man and woman of God that I listen to, every time I go to the word, every time I pray, God is reminding me, this is what your future looks like. This is what your destiny looks like. Don't get your eyes off of it. Don't worry about what they say. Concentrate on what I've said. Don't get frustrated when you see it but can't hold it yet. These are the words Moses spoke to all of Israel in the wilderness east of Jordan. When God speaks to you in the wilderness seasons of your life, listen to this, it is more about where you are going than where you are. God is not talking to you about the hotel you're staying at. The hotel is a means to an end. God is talking about the promised land. God is not leading you to a Motel 6. God is not going to talk to you about temporary circumstances. God is always going to be talking to you about the solidarity of your future, a future that is unchanging in Jesus Christ, a future that does not change by the world standards. Can I tell you, culture cannot change your future. It just robs you of vision to achieve that future. So he's talking to them in the wilderness, not about where they are, but about where they are going in Jesus' name. Just east of the Jordan River is where they are, a few hundred yards, maybe a few miles from the promised land. They can smell the grapes. They can see the mountains that God has given them, but they had not yet moved in. We are 3 days. We're preaching on move on. It's time that we move on. 2020 taught us some things. 2021, we became stronger because of the things we learned. 2022 is going to be a year of possession for you and this church. We're not going to just talk about it. We're going to hold it. We're going to hug it. We're going to live it. We're going to experience what God has promised us. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, move on, move on, move on. Verse 3, in the 40th year, on the first day of the 11th month, Moses proclaimed to the Israelites all that the Lord God had commanded him concerning them. Moses began to testify to Israel all God had been saying about them and their future. If you could just hear what God says about you on a daily basis, you say, well, I just don't have that kind of faith. I wish I could. Why is it that we believe and hear the enemy so easy, but we don't believe and hear God that easy? That's because we allow the enemy's voice to be magnified in our lives. That's because you listen to your friends more than you get in the book. That's because you watch the news more than you get into the word of God, spending time with him. I am here to tell you, God has so much good things to say about you. Some of you, he's saying, come home. I prepared a place. I want you to come back to me. Some of you, he's saying, hey, 2021, I kept the peace for you. I kept you in the middle of peace, but 2022 is going to be your year of possession. You were treading water, but I didn't let you die. You thought you were going to fall, but I didn't let you fall. Here you stand on the brink 3 days from the greatest year of your life. And I'm here to tell you, if you can't hear God, read God. Get in his book. Get in the Bible and read everything that he... Are you getting this? I can't hear him. Can you read him? When you read the book, you hear him. It's him. Moses began to testify. I feel sorry for some of you that just started coming to Living Way the last 10 years. because you never got to experience a Living Way testimony service. Woo. You say, what's that? That was a time when Bishop used to get up and say, who has something that God's done for them that they would like to testify about? And people would stand up all over the building, and then Dad would just go hand them the mic. We heard people cuss. We heard people make racial remarks. We heard people glorify all that Satan did for 2.5 minutes and then just say, and then God delivered me and gave God 3 seconds at the end. It was crazy. It was like the Wild West. My friend used to sit in front of me, and she was one of Pastor Becky's assistants. And right when we would go to testimony services, and somebody would get up and start talking crazy, she would just start saying out loud, all right, wind it up. You need to sit down. You need to sit down. And there's so many times in our lives that we testify of the bad things. We're always regurgitating what we've been through and what we're going through and what it looks like. Can I encourage you, church? Fix your mouth this 3 days. You can't move on with your body until you begin to say what you want to see in your life. Moses begins to testify. He testifies about where God is taking them. I love this. But he also testifies about where God has brought them from and what he's done. Testifying about your past will fire you up about your future. Because it reminds you that there's a God that doesn't respect a calendar, doesn't respect people. That means if he did something great in 2012, don't you think that God can do something great 10 years later in 2022? Don't you think that if God healed you from cancer once, that he can heal you from cancer twice? Or you can lay your hands on a coworker that has cancer and he can heal them? Why? He doesn't love them any more than you any more than he loves them. I'm here to tell you, every time I begin to think of the goodness of Jesus, it fires me up about where he's taken me and about what he's doing. So if the devil ever lies to you and you begin to think about the nostalgia and about the past, you better remind yourself, God is not done with me yet. COVID could have taken me out. 100 different things could have taken me out, but I'm standing here 3 days from the greatest season of my life. I love this. Write this down. It's impossible to talk about what God has done and your faith not grow. If you will talk about the difference that Jesus has made in your life, your faith is going to begin to grow. Pastor, I don't feel like I have a lot of faith right now. Start talking Jesus. Start talking about what he did for the nation of Israel. Start talking about what he did for Mary and Martha. Start talking about what he did for Peter's mother-in-law. Start talking about what he did for James and John. Start talking about what he did for you 25 years ago. Start talking about how he delivered you 8 years ago. Talk about how you've been clean and sober for 4 years. Talk about how he made a way where there seemed to be no way. And at the end of that, you're going to find out what David meant when he said, I've encouraged myself in the Lord. Stephen Furtick, I love you, but I don't need you. Bishop Jakes, you're a great preacher, but I don't need you. Why? Because every day before I flip on a podcast or open my Bible, I look in the mirror and everything I see is what God has done and where he's brought me from. And I know that if he's done it once, he will do it again. I can't talk about what Jesus has done and not have my faith grow. Your testimony will propel you forward. That's what back to the future really means. The only reason I look back is to see how far I've come. And when I see how far I've come, it announces to me that I can go that far again in Jesus' name. The only time I look back, I remember when he did that. I remember when he showed up over here. I remember that night he showed up at 2 a.m. And now I'm standing here on December 29th and I say, oh God, if you did all of those things, I'm already looking for my next. I'm going forward. My testimony, your testimony propels you forward. Verse 4, this was after God had defeated Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, and Edrei had defeated Og, king of Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth. You know what verse 4 tells me? After Moses begins to testify, he starts talking about all the battles they've already won. All the battles they've already won. I probably shouldn't do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. How many of you have, not right now, because if it's right now, we're going to have to ask you to leave. No, just kidding. How many of you have had COVID in the last 2 years and you've lived to tell the tale? I'll raise my hand. Look at all these hands going up. You've outlived it. What has killed other people? And I get so tired of people saying, oh, it's just a really bad form of the cold. No, it's not. It's killing people. Millions of people all over the face of the earth have been killed. But when we say we live, can I encourage you? Every breath you breathe, you are announcing to devil, you tried to take my breath through COVID and I'm still here. The battle was not mine. It belonged to the Lord. And if he wins that one, he'll win that one. He'll win that one. He'll win that one. I'm talking to somebody sitting on your couch today, sitting in your hotel room today. You've lived through a lot of hell, and you lived through hell so you could tell of what God is going to do in your life. God is just getting started. Somebody say amen. He says
these are the battles that we've already won. He's hyping them up, building their faith to get ready to cross the Jordan and to fight. But this is what I love. Verse 4 tells us, number one, you defeated a lot to get where you are today. Don't forget it. You might be the first one in your family that has received Jesus. You overcame a lot to get Jesus. You might be the first one that broke out of denominational Christianity, and you got filled with the Holy Ghost, and it was more than just a religion. It became about relationship. And here you sit today. You've been filled with the Holy Ghost. You have overcome a lot to get where you are today. How many in this room, you have overcome cancer to still sit here? Look at all the hands going up, dozens of hands all over the room. You survived a lot to get here today. Some of you came in here when you were broke. You overcame poverty to get here today. Some of you were born in a racist home. You overcame a lot to sit at a church like this and serve God the way you are. Don't let the devil tell you that you cannot get to where God has called you to be when he's already done a lot. You've already defeated that giant. You've already defeated that foe. And I'm here to tell you what you've been through is propelling you to where God has called you to be. You've already won a lot of battles. Don't forget it. Don't forget what God has done. It's going to encourage you for 2022. The second thing that I pulled out of verse 4, there are some things that need to die on the mountain of 2021 before we move into the promise of 2022. See, what does that mean? Verse 4, it names two kings. It names Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan. No, we're not talking about the Avengers. These are real enemies in the Bible. He said, Og king and Sihon, this is what they represent. Sihon in Hebrew means the rooting out of, means the root, the origin, the source. 2021, some of you became very frustrated because you were praying against the symptoms and not the source. For the first 2.5 weeks of December, I had a headache. I'm not allergic to anything on the face of the planet, but it's the second time in my life that I got a sinus infection. And I went to my doctor. And I said, Doc, for 2.5 weeks, I've had a headache, and my head has felt like it was going to explode. It took him less than 15 seconds to diagnose. He said, you've got a severe sinus infection. He said, what took you so long? I said, I thought it was going to go away. He said, I got news for you. You could have had a headache for the next 2 months. I said, man, I've been taking Sudafed. He said, Sudafed? He said, you can't get rid of that with over-the-counter stuff. See, we got people that are going to seeker-sensitive churches that are giving them over-the-counter remedies, and they're giving them things that help them cure the symptom. Come on now. And we don't want you to cough too loud, and we don't want your head to hurt, but deep down, the origin, the thing, the source of what you're going through is still there. But what I saw in 2020 is a lot of those dry churches finally dried up and shut their doors. And we've had people come to Living Way saying, I grew up in a church like this, and it's been a long time. I grew up in a place like this, but it's been a while. What they're saying is I'm
so tired of going on Sunday and somebody giving me some Sudafed or NyQuil. I'm through with the symptoms. I want God to touch the source of the thing. And when Moses began to testify, he said, we dealt with Sihon. We dealt with the root of the problem. Before you can move forward, church, you've got to deal with the root of the issue. Your bad marriage is a symptom, not the source. Lack of money, symptom, not the source. Depression, symptom, not the source. Sihon was king of the Amorites. Amorites, defined, means those that are on the mountain. It's the mountaineers. Before we possess the mountain, we have to destroy the king of the mountain. Caleb said, give me this mountain. Oh, I'll give you the mountain. But you realize there's some kings on that mountain. That unless you do away with the king, that mountain is really never going to be yours. You'll have a part of the mountain. You'll have to hide in the cleft of the mountain. But a mountain will never be yours. 2022, you're going to take full ownership of everything that God has called you to have. No more partial ownership, no more joint custody. What God said is going to be yours is going to be yours. The devil's going to take his hands off of it. You're not going to have to share it with nobody. It is going to be yours. Verse 4, he said, the king of the basin, the king Og. Og means long neck. It means gigantic. It literally means a giant. There's some giants that you're going to have to kill in 2021. Because if not, they'll follow you into 2022. Can I tell you that the giants that you deal with in 2022, because this is the thing that you need to hear preached that always doesn't preach good, but it preaches good when we talk about faith and authority. Every season has their giants. If you are looking for a season that does not have giants, once you kill the giants of that season, get comfortable where you're at, because the moment you level up, new levels, new devils. And so that's how you know that you're ready for the next level. Have I killed every giant on this level? Because once I kill every giant on this level, I'm looking for new territory. I'm looking for new things in God. And with my new level comes new devils that I'm going to have to defeat. And the Og king of Basan, I love this. One is the king of the mountain. And then Og king was the king of Bashan. Bashan means basin. It means the valley. I'm going to close with this in just a couple minutes. Give me two or three more minutes and we'll be done for the night. We preach way too much about mountaintop experiences. I have an irrational, I'm not going to say fear, because I don't live in fear, but I have an irrational thought, let's say that, about high places. Manny and I, we went up Pikes Peak, and I mean, I'm up there driving, it's just me and her. And we're up there, and Sister Tammy, fear, it started gripping me, and I start thinking things like, what if the brakes go out? Because there's no guardrails up there, y'all. See, faith doesn't give you guardrails. If you have to have guardrails, it's not faith. So I said, Mandy, not only can I not do this, I said, I'm going to have to park, get out of this. You're going to have to take us down. She got in the driver's seat. I got in the passenger seat. I laid that seat all the way down, and I prayed like your boy ain't never prayed before. I was, thou, Father, who art in heaven, as I go through the valley of the shadow. We talk about the mountaintop. There's not a lot of people living at the top of the mountain. But I say this to say this. Don't avoid the valley. Because the valley is where the fruit grows. Deuteronomy 1, Joshua 1, Numbers 13 talks about the valley of Eshcol, where they took grapes the size of basketball. Some of you have not received the blessing of God because you're standing on top of the mountain where no giants are and you refuse to go to the valley. Can I just tell you this? Maybe Caleb said, give me this mountain, because he knew every mountain that I have, there's a valley connected to it. And every valley I go through, there's great fruit. I learned stuff in the valley. I became stronger in the valley. And so the Og king, the king of the valley, he said, I have slayed the mountain king. I have slayed the valley king. And I'm ready for the next 3 days, and we're moving on. East of the Jordan, the territory of Moab, Moses began to expound
on the law. Moses began to expound on the word of God. When you see the word law, it means the word of God. Anytime more of the word is read, meditated on, declared, and obeyed, faith stirs you to a place of action and gives you the revelation that where you are and what you are is not enough. See, that's where I think God has had me in 2020 and 2021. Because in 2020 and 2021, I have read more word and prayed more in the last 2 years than I have the last 10 years combined. You say you shouldn't say that. Oh, I'm being transparent. And I'm going to tell you that out of those 2 years, once that faith was burning on the inside of me, Brother Kevin, I couldn't stay like I was. Because the revelation of God's word expounded in me, Sister Tanya, said, Brandon, you can't stay like you are. You're now responsible for that word that God gave you, where God now holds you accountable to what you know. And so who I was and what I was doing was no longer enough, so I had to kick it into overdrive. Can I encourage you for the next 3 days? That should be your prayer. God, I want you to make me uncomfortable. Lord, I don't want to live in 2022 like I did in 2021. Jesus, I'm focused on you. I need you more in my life. The Lord our God said unto us at Horeb, you have stayed long enough at this mountain. You've stayed long enough at this mountain. 8 words that will change your 2022. Pastor Becky, if you'll come. You have stayed long enough on this mountain. Doesn't matter if this is your first time here or you've been here for 40 years. I can unabashedly say, everyone in this room and online, everyone needs to hear this word. You have stayed on the mountain that you're on long enough. You have stayed like you are long enough. I'm not throwing stones. I'm not even talking about you being out of the will of God or bad. I'm just talking about good becoming the enemy of better and better becoming the enemy of best. And I'm anointed enough, more becoming more important than I'm anointed more than enough to face what God has in front of me. I am calling everybody in here, including the guy holding the microphone, to not settle for where we are as a church, for us to not settle for where we are. You might have been married 20 years. I'm here to tell you the next 20 are going to be the best 20. You might have already had your children and now you're raising grandchildren and you're in that trimester of your life. I'm here to tell you your kids, but your children's children will rise up and call you blessed. I am here to tell you it is time to move on. Stand on your feet. While we were praising and worshiping, I stood over in my spot. And there's a rhyme or reason to what everything I do. Y'all heard me jokingly talk about it. I don't do anything for funsies. I really don't. It's either ministry or to make money. Those are the only two things I do. Mandy begs me to go on vacation once a year. We try to do that. But everything I do, there's a purpose. So the second song of every time I preach, I come over here, I stand behind Brother Michael. So why do you stand up there? Why do you do that? I do that because the flow up here is different than the flow down there. Says, Tanya, I'm being honest. And then by the time I walk out there to walk out here, I want to flow with what's happening. I don't want to just get up here cold. I've been to some services. The Holy Ghost falls. I mean, people are being filled with the Holy Ghost. Lives are being changed. And they get up because of their schedule. All right, turn on all the lights. We like to tell you that we're going to have a potluck. And I'm like, you just killed it. You killed it because you weren't in tune. You weren't flowing. But I stood back here and while Angela was singing. How many of you love Sister Angela's voice? Unbelievable. Let me just tell you a little something about Sister Angela. It'll bless you even more. She didn't just show up 2 years ago. We grew up together. We grew up in youth church together. We were rebellious in youth church together. Sitting on the back row, mad. And I'm going to tell you what. We went to 5 or 6 years of youth church. I never preached. She never sang. We were in total rebellion. But I look at her today, and I'm like, man, here we are 30 years later. And she's singing. She's worshiping. She's leading an army of worshipers. And so I say that to say this. There's a couple hands that went up. It's my first time here tonight. I'm talking to you. Move on. But I'm also talking to me and Angela. Move on. Let's not get stationary and stagnant. Let's move on to the great things that God has for us. The altar call and appeal today is very, very easy for me to make. If you are wanting 2022 to be different than 2021, I need you to step out of your seat. I'm not going to say much more than that. If you are looking for more, if you are looking for more.